Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Brian Britton, and here are today's top local stories.
All the headlines on the new Superman movie, and a lot of them seem to focus on the poorly behaved but absolutely wonderfully adorable Crypto, the super dog, and now a city pet insurance company has a competition for dogs who are kind of just like him.
Who's the real super dog of the city? Pumpkin Pet Insurance was looking to find out, so they hosted a competition. Who looks the most like Crypto from the new Superman film?
I think he has the personality of Crypto. He rarely behaves.
Sophia is just like my most special dog. People have been telling me like, oh my God, that looks like Superman's dog.
Call her Super Dog Sophia, coming in first place and taking home $1,000. Meredith, her owner, couldn't be prouder.
She's really silly. She loves to like investigate things. She's a Sagittarius.
Sophia and Meredith also got to choose which veterinary clinic in the city that will receive a $2,500 donation. Marilyn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Hudson Yards.
After a growing concern about subway safety, Governor Hochul has announced that the MTA has installed protective platform barriers at over 50 subway stations. These metal barriers can be found in Manhattan, Brooklyn, and Queens. So far, the MTA says they should have barriers put up at a total of 100 subway stations by year's end. The agency says they're doing this at stations with high ridership levels and at stations with island platforms before they begin on other locations. Parts of New Jersey still cleaning up after those deadly storms that killed two women when their vehicle got washed away during a flash flood in Plainfield. And now the city is hosting a storm recovery benefit. The director of communications for Plainfield talked to 1010 Winds. Her name is Jazz Clayton Hunt.
We're hopeful that it will be inspirational, that it will be really powerful in the sense that people will feel the sense of community. And we also hope that it will inspire those who are able to want to do something to help their neighbors who are struggling.
The concert is tomorrow at the Plainfield High School Auditorium. Wild story with a kidnapping in Queens. 38-year-old man grabbed right off the street by six men, held for more than a week. His captors wanted cash and crypto. Cops tell 1010 Winds the guy was snatched on July 8th in Flushing. He was returning to his car, had dinner, and was going back. 31st Road and Union Street. The man says he was tased in the chest and beaten, then thrown in a car, taken to an unknown location. He was kept there until he gave the men 900,000 yen, which is about $6,000. The men then dropped him back off at his car. At this point, cops are trying to figure out why this guy was targeted or whether maybe they thought he was somebody else, somebody perhaps with more money. Please tell us this is still an active investigation. You may remember back in May, an Italian man was tortured for his Bitcoin password in a downtown Manhattan apartment before he escaped. Two people have been charged in that instance. A Queens high school student from Ecuador is back home after he was taken into ICE custody outside of a courtroom in Manhattan for a routine asylum hearing.
On the day that he went to immigration court to litigate his case, he was detained without any notice, without any process.
Melissa Limchuk, the co-director of immigrant protection at New York Legal Assistance Group, who worked to get him released on $20,000 bond, saying the teen was not a danger, not a flight risk. The 19-year-old was held for roughly 6 weeks at a detention center in Texas. Meanwhile, the nonprofit advocacy group Unidos US says a revised Trump administration policy involving detainees will hurt both immigrants and their communities.
It erodes due process.
That's Laura Vasquez at Unidos US talking about a revised policy that means many detainees facing deportation no longer qualify for bond hearings that face mandatory detention. She says conditions for those in custody are so bad that she worries.
People may give up their right to make their case and will be deported.
Vasquez adds that the Trump administration is going after those who are not criminals or public safety threats.
Allison Keys there. Instead of housing immigrant detainees around the country, federal officials say they will now be held in New Jersey at Joint Base McGuire, Dix Lakehurst in Burlington County, about 20 miles outside of Trenton. Senators Cory Booker and Andy Kim, along with the congressman of that area, Herb Conway, are slamming the Trump administration. Quoting here, they say this is an inappropriate use of our national defense system and military resources. NJ.com reports McGuire Air Force Base is being used to supplement the detainees at Delaney Hall in Newark and the Elizabeth Contract Detention Facility as they become more populated, which they cite a letter from Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth explaining the transfer of immigrants from those facilities to McGuire. No endorsement for Zohran Mamdani from Hakeem Jeffries just yet. The two did meet yesterday for their first in-person meeting since Mamdani took the primary. Politico says they talked for about an hour. According to Jeffries' spokesperson, it was constructive, candid, and community-centered. Mamdani's spokesperson says he's looking forward to meeting with additional members of the community. Mamdani did receive the endorsement of a major healthcare union on Friday. Local 1199 represents 200,000 healthcare workers. They took back their support of Andrew Cuomo. They are now endorsing Mamdani. When it comes to crime, a pilot program targeting trouble spots in certain neighborhoods is getting the green light.
Troy Meeser has lived in Inwood for 30 years. The issues he sees here?
The loud music, the barbecues late at night, the graffiti going up.
He's now the designated CEO of the five-block area identified as experiencing the most crime and quality of life problems, and he'll liaison directly with city officials. Mayor Adams says they had success in two areas targeted in the Bronx and Brooklyn.
Major crime has decreased on these blocks, and these blocks we have repaired street and parking signage, clean public spaces.
Now every block counts will expand to all five boroughs. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Cops have made an arrest in a deadly Thursday night shooting in Queens. Police tell 1010 Winds 55-year-old Jose Centeno has been charged with murder in the shooting death of 50-year-old Antonio Cantor in College Point. Cops say this was some sort of a love triangle. The shooter is the old boyfriend. The dead victim is the new boyfriend of the same woman. Well, it truly is the end of an era. Stephen Colbert announcing The Late Show coming to an end, and it's not just him leaving. The entire show is just done.
I've had the pleasure and the responsibility of sharing what we do every day with you in front of this camera for the last 10 years. And let me tell you, it is a fantastic job. I wish somebody else was getting it. And it's a job that I'm looking forward to doing with this usual gang of idiots for another 10 months. Going to be fun.
There is talk that the cancellation was somehow connected to the CBS payout of $16 million to Trump to settle the 60 Minutes lawsuit, the proposed merger of Skydance and Paramount. So the political fallout continues, but there is also concern about the local businesses in the area of the Ed Sullivan Theater and how the shutdown will impact them.
The Late Night Show with Stephen Colbert is turning their lights off for good this May.
Honestly, it was crazy. It happened overnight.
Dova works right next door at Fresh Bites Organic.
That late night crowd was huge from all over the world. People from South Africa, just all over the world. It was really nice talking to these people too, getting to know people.
Applejack's Diner usually gets a big late night crowd, which Jimmy, the manager, thinks they'll certainly feel.
We don't want to have like another abandoned building with like all the homeless people will be hanging out though.
And for viewers like Kay Dean, this feels personal.
It was funny, you know, it's a good show. So it wasn't just one viewed.
Many believe it's not the end of the road for Colbert. He'll just have to pivot into something new. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Midtown.
The final episode is scheduled to air in May of 2026. A very messy lawsuit in New Jersey over affordable housing. A developer suing the town of West Orange after they say the town didn't meet the deadline to rezone the property for affordable housing, according to a state deadline. Eagle Rock Development wants to build hundreds of homes on the site of the old Mayfair Farms. That was a huge wedding and banquet hall for decades. NJ.com says because the town missed the deadline, other developers can now sue and try to override local zoning laws so they can provide that affordable housing under New Jersey state law. The mayor of West Orange does not take responsibility for the town missing the deadline, instead blames what she called her dysfunctional council. Now let's go back to the 70s. Yeah, the memories of Saturday Night Fever. Brand new plaque has been placed on a bench in Bay Ridge, used in a key scene in the movie. Michael Caves McLear, the artist behind the plaque, which is dedicated to John Travolta and Karen Lynn, or Tony Manero and Stephanie Mangano, and to all the Brooklyn Dreamers. You remember the scene, right? At Bay Ridge Promenade, you can see the Verrazano. Stephanie kisses Tony. He gets emotional. It's a moment, right? The original bench was replaced back in the 80s, but the location's still a big photo spot for fans. The movie was filmed almost entirely on location in Bay Ridge and in Bensonhurst. Brooklyn is now the home to a national yo-yo champion. The Brooklyn Paper talking to Dan Hodgkinson, who's been a professional yo-yoer, yo-yoist, one of them. For the past 13 years, he recently took first place in the U.S. National Yo-Yo Contest's 31 division, which means he is a dual yo-yo-er, or dual yo-yo-ist. He tells the paper it is an ephemeral creative outlet for him. He says his yo-yoing is a form of self-expression. He says, too, that he's not sure he's going to compete again because it takes a whole lot of focus, and he is planning his wedding. So congratulations on winning, and also on winning at life. You got your wedding coming up.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.